And the holy letters of the Rebbe in volume 11 were up to letter number 3449, Baruch Hashem, the fifth day of the year, Tavshin Tezva, Brooklyn. The Rebbe is addressing it, Avasiv Chasu, the title, Marein Reb Tzvi Sheyichye Zonenfeld, Shalom Uvracha, dot, dot, dot. So this was a grandson of Rav Yosef Chaim Zonenfeld. He was the first rabbi of the Eda Charedis, and he was in contact with the previous Rebbe. He helped a lot for the Russian Jewry. The Rebbe writes to him, he says, Shalom Uvracha, I'm interested to know if they printed the letters of your grandfather, this was his grandson, Rav Gaon Rav Chosid Yosef Chaim Olivier Shalom Zonenfeld, or it is being prepared to be printed soon. The Rebbe says, I'm sure that the descendants are involved in trying to print it. And the Rebbe quotes a statement of our sages. It says that when you talk words and repeat words of a scholar that has passed, his lips move in the grave, meaning that that's something which causes a great deal of satisfaction to the soul. So by printing the material and then other people can study it and learn it, and that would benefit, and that's good for the soul. So the Rebbe says that I'm sure that people are actively, the children, the grandchildren are publishing it. The Rebbe is basically encouraging him that the family should publish the works of their grandfather or father, whatever is there.